This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The third part of this introduction, my beloved brothers and sisters, I would like to now speak about the virtues of wudu. A lot of the time, my brothers and my sisters, when somebody advises us, encourages us to do something, that which tends to be missing is the incentive behind us doing that action. And part of a wise type of da'wah is to encourage the people with the rewards that they're going to be getting for doing this particular act. So he has something to look forward to. As for just telling them to do things without there being an incentive, a lot of the time it tends to fall on deaf ears. So what are some of the virtues of doing wudu? Virtue number one is it expiates one's sins. وَهُوَ مُكَفِّرَاتٌ لِلذُّنُوبِ وَالْخَطَايَا. It expiates your sins. As it came in the hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, مَنْ تَوَضَّعَ فَأَحْسَنَ الْوُضُوءَ خَرَجَتْ خَطَايَاهُ مِنْ جَسَدِهِ حَتَّى تَخْرُجَ مِنْ تَحْتِ أَظْفَارِهِ. Narrated by Imam Muslim rahimahullah ta'ala. He, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, whoever performs the ablution, and not only does he carry out the ablution, but he does it properly, his sins will come out of his body. So much so that it will slip out from under his nails as well. Subhanallah. And the famous hadith of Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he demonstrated how the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did the wudu. In the end, what did he say? هكذا رأيت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يتوضأ. I saw the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم carry out the ablution in such a way. ومن توضأ نحو وضوء هذا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. And whoever carries out the wudu as I just demonstrated it, then his past sins are going to be forgiven. Benefit number two. We are told that when an individual preserves his wudu, that this is from the signs of faith. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, استقيموا ولن تحصوا. Be upright in your religion. ولن تحصوا. What does this word mean? Or what does this phrase here mean? Or this part of the hadith? The scholars who explain this hadith, they tend to mention two explanations. The first explanation is that you won't be able to remain so upright in your religion. It's going to be a difficult path to remain upfront. Illa an yasha Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, except that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills. And the second explanation that they mention is that you will get such an immense reward that you won't be able to enumerate it if you remain steadfast and upright in your religion. And then the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ خَيْرَ أَعْمَالِكُمَ الصَّلَاةِ وَلَا يُحَافِظُ عَلَى الْوُضُوءِ إِلَّا مُؤْمِنٍ. And he says, no, have knowledge of that from the best of the actions is the salah. And the one who preserves his wudu is none other than a believer. Meaning the one who, you know, keeps his wudu. And this is something we're going to speak about inshallah ta'ala right at the beginning of the text that Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala put together. The third benefit is this wudu, my brothers and my sisters, could be the reason why you enter into al-Jannah. It came in the hadith of Uqba ibn Amir radiallahu ta'ala anhu that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, مَا مِن مُسْلِمٍ يَتَوَضَّعُ فَيُحْسِنُ الْوُضُوءَ ثُمَّ يَقُومُ فَيُصَلِّي رَكَعَتَيْنِ مُقْبِلٌ عَلَيْهِمَا بِوَجِهِ إِلَّا وَجَبَتْ لَهُ الْجَنَّةِ. There's not a Muslim who carries out the wudu. Not only does he carry out the wudu, but he does it properly. And then he stands up to carry out two raka'at. And when he prays these two raka'at, my brothers and my sisters, he does this with a present heart. He is concentrating with his face and likewise his heart, we are told in this hadith. Except that the Jannah will become incumbent upon that individual. Allahu Akbar. Can you see, my brothers and my sisters, how a small act that we might just, you know, rush to carrying out before the salah, But rather, if we put our heart to it and we did it properly, it is the reason why so much goodness might come to us in this dunya and likewise the akhirah. فيا سائلا عن منهج الحق يبتغي سلوك طريق القوم حقا ويسعد تأمل هداك.
How will you answer the questions on the day of judgment if you don't know the answers? كان للحق يقصد نقر بأن. This is why the hadith mentions that seeking knowledge is obligatory on every single Muslim. Knowledge is how you will survive that day. Knowledge is a Muslim's survival guide.
Assalamu alaikum. I've got a quiz for you. This quiz, very simple. Three questions, inshallah ta'ala. Question number one, what does Allah's name, Allah, mean? Question number two, what is the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's full name? The third question is, when you go to the toilet and when you're doing tahara and you're using tissue paper to wash yourself, what is the minimum number of tissue paper wipes that you must wipe yourself with as a bare minimum that you have to do? Simple questions, right? If you have the answer to all three, then that means inshallah ta'ala you know Allah to some extent, you know the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to some extent, and you know Islam to some extent. But if you became confused with these very basic questions, then as a brother, I have to ask you right now to really just take a step back and pause. These are basic things that are obligatory for every single Muslim to know. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Talab al-ilm faridatun ala kulli muslimin." Seeking knowledge is obligatory upon every single Muslim, one Muslimatin, and every single Muslim woman. You need to know this stuff. Allah created you to know this stuff. What is the evidence Allah created you to know this stuff? He created you so that you can worship Him alone, as He said in Surah Al-Dhariyat. How can you worship Him without knowing who He is? And how can you worship Him without not knowing how to worship Him? The study of Aqidah and the study of Fiqh. Take out 1 year of your life, part time, just 4 hours a week to learn about the absolute basics of your deen. We have a program starting, it's called the Muslim Survival Guide. It is what the title insinuates. It's a guide that will show a Muslim how to survive. Survive what? The questioning within the grave and the questioning on the Day of Judgment, inshallah ta'ala. Inshallah, you're going to learn the basics of your deen. You want to carry on after that? Fantastic. But if all you want to do is take out this, at least you've got the basics. Now, it is a one-year program, and it's being taught not just by myself, but multiple knowledge college teachers. We have two classes. In between the two classes, we have myself, Ustad Yaseen, we have Ustad Abdu'ahad, and others. You can check on the page in the description below by scrolling down to see who the teachers are. We'll be teaching you, connecting with you personally, teaching you life. It's not just going to be audio and video. No, you will actually be communicating with us, inshallah ta'ala, in a class. But I must bring something to your attention. The spaces are extremely limited. So I'm really excited to have you on board the Muslim Survival Guide. Don't let shaitan get in the way right now. Just commit for 1 year, 38 weeks, learn about your deen and take that space before someone else takes it. And that's it. You're going to be with the Knowledge College teachers throughout the academic year. Sign up at the link below. Assalamu alaikum. Peace.